Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be in special schus for Baruch Mordechai in Hindu Malach of Sel Shechol Yisrael. We're learning Perek Mem Hei in Tehillim. Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim Livnei Korach Maskil Shir Yedidos. For the conductor upon Shoshanim, for the sons of Korach and Maskil, a song of endearment. Lamnatzeach is for the conductor of the music in the Beis HaMikdash, upon Shoshanim. In the Das Mikra it says, Lo nitbarel perusho efshar shu shem, o kinui l'kli ha-negina, shenegnu bo ve'et shemru otam mizmor. So maybe it's the musical instruments they used when they said this mizmor, or maybe it's the name of the song that they which they sang this mizmor. And this Shoshanim is a rose. So again, maybe it's a musical instrument. That's the name of it. It's the Radak, the Malbim. The Radak says, Klea nigun hayashmo Shoshanim. V'zeh mizmor ne'amar al melech ha-mashiach. This mizmor was said about King Messiah. It's called the Shir Yedidos, is the love of Hashem for His Mashiach. That's according to the Holy Radak. Rashi says that this perek was written L'chvot Hamidei Chachamim. This shir was made for the Talmidei Chachamim. Shem rakim kishoshanim, v'noyim kishoshanim. They are soft like shoshanim, pleasant like shoshanim, like roses. U'martivim asem tovim kishoshanim, and they're saturated with good deeds as a fresh, moist rose. So, Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim Livnei Korach, for the sons of Korach. Says the Medrash that just as the rose is encircled by thorns, the sons of Korach were surrounded by their father and his followers. And just as the custom is to burn and destroy thorns, so Korach and his company were obliterated, but his sons, who were like roses, were plucked out of the inferno and saved. They were actually swallowed by the earth. And they said, as we see, Mem Dalet Chavov, our soul is bowed to the dust, our belly is pressed to the earth. But at the last moment they cried out, arise, come to our assistance. So Hashem said, it depends on you. This is in the Medrash. Just as the rose which reaches to flourish turns itself towards the sky, you have to train your hearts towards heaven, to tshuva. And the Jewish people do tshuva, I'm going to redeem them. Eyeketali Yisrael. I'll be like, do for the Jewish people if they flourish like a rose, a patsik and hashem. So this is, it says, the pasuk calls the Jewish people Shoshanim. I'll be like, do for Yisrael if they flourish like the rose. So this perek of Korach's sons is called upon the roses. They have to tshuva like the Jewish people are called. We're told to do tshuva and flourish like a rose. Maskil, why is the word maskil? So the sons of Korach were maskil and they were enlightened. They recognized that Moshe was correct and therefore they did tshuva. Shir Yedidos, song of endearment. Rashi says, Shir Ahavim, a song of love, for Talmidei Chachamim, a song of praise. Shir shel shevach lem lahivim al abriyus al haif taras olim. People should love them. People should love the Talmidei Chachamim. But like we saw before, according to the Hadak, it's that Hashem loves Mashiach. Pasuk Beis, Rochash Libi Davar Tov, Omer Ani Maasai LaMelech, V'Shani Eitz Sofer Mahir. Rashi, Kach Yisrael HaMeshorer B'Shiro, Hitzritz Libi B'Kirbi Davar Tov, V'Shivchacha, Atat Tamir Chachamim, Rochash Lashon Na'anua, V'en Kol Lashon Richush V'Shirutz. This is the Hakdama to the song. So the Meshavar thought starts with his song, Hishritz, which means to shake. My heart inside of me, my heart is astir with Dabar Tov, with something good. To be Meshabech with Tamir Chachamim. Omer ani ma'asai la'melech. I say that my deeds, my work befit a king. Rashi. Hashir hazeh she'isati v'asisi ani omer eslemi hagun. La'melech. This song that I founded and I made, who is it fitting for a king? So who's the king? For Talmud Chacham was called the king. The Gemara says, who are the true kings? The Chachamim. Radak says, Omer ani ma'asai la'melech lomer, Omer ani b'pkichat dvarai, ki ma'asayim b'avur melech, lomer ma'aser ashir shani mechaberam. I'm making this for Mashiach. L'shoni eitz sofer mahir, my tongue is the pen of a skillful scribe. Rashi, Lashoni, Tzach B'Shir. It's clear in this song, Ke'et Sofer Mahir. Like the pen of a skillful scribe. Rashi says, Baki, Lashon Aravi, Baki. Mahir is a Vak, he's well versed, adept. Radak. Quoted by the Sforno. He says, Mahir relates to Mahir, it's fast. So he writes without delay, without hesitation. So you have to be Mishael the Talmido over Derech Ktzara. So he's not so this is taught in a succinct form. Asher says you have to remember your tongue is a pen, because what you say down here is written up there. Yaf yafisa mibnei adam husach chen b'sifsosecha ken b'racha l'kin le'olam. You are beautiful beyond other men. Charm is poured upon your lips. Accordingly, Hashem has blessed you forever. Rashi, if you feast b'nei adam oskim lechatz chayisha, you're more beautiful than those who are involved in temporal matters. Lama lefi shehukach hutzakhen b'sipsasecha? Because charm is poured upon your lips. Hashi laharas kahalacha, to paskin correctly. Alkein b'racha elokim loylam. Therefore Hashem blesses you forever. Hashem Hashem oizlamo yitein. Because Hashem will give his nation strength. And my schar, and what's their schar? Hashem yivarach asam v'shalom, peace. Radak says, "Kvar pirashti v'sefer mechlal ki kol kefil lechazek hadover v'chein yirak rak adam dam omer reelscha shatayofim mo b'tzirascha m'shar b'nei adam." Whenever it says a double lashon, it strengthens it. Yirak rak is very strong green, adam dam is very strong red. If your face is very strong beauty, why? You're very beautiful, and when you speak, it's very charming. Charm is poured upon your lips. You find favor in everybody's eyes. And that's a true berachas aleichem. You find favor in people's eyes. Chagol chal b'chal yarech gibor hodecha. Vehadarecha, gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, your majesty and your splendor. Rashi, the lochem b'mulchamta shel Torah, that's the sword, is the war of Torah. V'hotcha v'hu hadarecha, that's your majesty and your splendor. Radak says, "Yesh charvus yachku osem masnayim kumo aderech biyoyav, yesh yachku osem al yarech." In different places, sometimes in the thigh, sometimes on the hip. Gibor kriya kumo ata gibor. Gibor is like a kriya calling out. Chagor chayav b'chal yarech. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Hodcha v'hadarecha. Hadak v'cherev tia hodcha v'hadarecha. This will be your splendor, your glory. And even though he says the day of the Mashiach are times of peace, it's going to start with Melchemes Gog u'Magog. והדרכה צלח רחב על דבר אמת וענווה צדק ותורך נוראות ימיניך. And this is your splendor, gain success. Right high in truthfulness and righteous humility. May it guide you to awesome deeds with your right hand.
רשי, על דבר אמס, להורס כדוס ולסנאי גבן וסדק, to paskin properly and to act with humble righteousness. Misarcha Torah, udvar mishtasek by Torah, otsar atasis mocham lasis yamin chanai rois. So, this Torah. So you should teach this Torah with truth and with righteous humility. Alvar amet vanvat tzedek. Torchan your Torah nor Ros. Yeminecha will guide you to
awesome deeds with your right hand. So Rashi says, the dvarim that you're also in is going to teach you a tachsis mulchama, a way of waging war, lasas yamincha naros, to make your right hand awesome. So since it mentions Talmud Torah, b'lashon mulchama, talking about Torah is a mulchama, so there's also a lashon of yamin. Yamin is miyumenes lehilachem, so it's called the yamin because it's miyuman. It's more expert to wage war. Most people are righties. And obviously, if this is talking about Mashiach, and also Mashiach, when he wages his war of Torah, then it's going to be with truthfulness, righteous humility, and guide him to awesome deeds with his right hand. After the Mashiach, according to the Radak, achieves his triumph over the enemies, he's not going to subjugate them, he's not going to ride over them. But rather, he's not going to subjugate them with gaiva. He's going to be guided by truth and humility. Chitzecha shnunim, amim tatecha yiplu. Your arrows are sharpened. The nations fall beneath you. In the heart of the foes of the king, bileboi ve'amelech. Rashi, chitzecha shnunim bileboi ve'amelech. Your arrows are sharpened in the heart of the foes of the king. Reza Mikra Masuris. And this pasuk is not to be understood in a linear fashion, but rather the beginning and the end together. Chitzecha shnunim, your arrows are sharpened in the heart of the enemies of the king. In the middle of the pasuk, Amim Tatecha Yiplu, is parenthetical. And Talmidim are called Chitzim. So that's the Talmidim are called arrows. It's the sharpness of Torah. Chitzim Biad Gibor Kem B'nei Anu'urim is the arrows in the hands of the warriors or the children of one's youth. And when people learn Torah, they're enemies. Le'evoshi Ki Yedeb Re'sofim B'shar, talking about learning. Amim tachtecha yiplu. In the schus of learning Torah, v'scharta yiplu mustachtem shel Yisrael, the nations will fall. Kisachai Elokim olam va'ed, shevet mishur, shevet malchusecha. Your throne, O judges, forever and ever. The scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom. Kisacha Elokim, kisacha sar, v'shofet loylam vod. Elohim is the scholar, is a judge. So a person can be called an Elohim if you want to administer God's justice on earth. And it says, Nasati cha Elohim leparo, it says about Moshe. Why? Because Mishur Shevet Malchusecha. Because your Mishpat is Emes. And you're right to be Melech. Because if something is divine, it lasts forever, so you're worthy of being called Elohim. If Shevet Mishur Shevet Malchusecha, if the scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom, Ahavta tzedek v'tisna resha, al kein mishachacha Elohim Elohecha shemetz eson mechaderecha. You love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Accordingly, has Hashem your God anointed you with with oil of joy above your peers.
Rashi says every lashon of gedula, greatness, talks about Mashiach Hashem being anointed with oil.
So, our king, the Jewish king, is not made king with violence, but rather because of his equity, because of his righteousness. And therefore, everybody is happy. With oil of joy above your peers. There's an oil of joy here because people are happy he's king because he's a righteous person. It's interesting, if this is really talking about Mashiach, it's mashma here that Mashiach is anointed with oil. And that's the Shaila, which is discussed a lot by the Achronim. Does Mashiach need to be anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, the Menachas Chinuch? And Kuf Zayin says that when the Aseres HaShvatim rebelled against Rechavam ben Shlomo, he lost his sovereignty, and in order for Shlomo or his heirs to regain his royal status, they need a new anointment. Therefore, Mashiach requires Mashiach of Shemen HaMishcha, others hold not. Because Mashiach is a Melech ben Melech, Melech ben Melech doesn't need to be anointed. Some say that Hashem wants to show the world that Mashiach reigns in his own merit, even if he weren't the heir to the throne. And that's what this pasuk is telling us. You, Mashiach, you love righteousness, you hate wickedness, and therefore Hashem, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your peers. Mor va'ahalot kitziut. Kol bigdotecha min hechlei shen minisim chucha. Not an easy pasuk. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia are all your garments. Finer than ivory, palaces will be mine that will gladden you. Myrrh, what's myrrh? So Rav Haigon says that it's the fragrant sap of a tree, called Luvni in Arabic, according to the Radak. Va'alos is aloes. They are plants from the lily family. Ktsios is cassia, is an exceptionally fragrant spice. Kol bigdosech, all your garments. Rashi says, "Kol begadecha mirichin karech b'sam." All of your garments have the smell of pleasant herbs. And the Medrash says, "Kol begidosecha b'sirchonecha." All of your begidos, all of your rebellion, ends up smelling good if you get a kapara. Finer than ivory palaces, Rashi. Yosem mehechel l'shem mishubachem mehechelosim tukanam lach b'gan edel nesam kacha b'hem. Mini simchucha hechalas asher mini em simchucha. Nostim scharcha. Palaces which are prepared to gladden you in Gan Eden surpass the finest ivory on earth. Rashi's mini is mimeni. The figurative palaces with which Hashem rewards you in the world to come will be much greater than even the most lavish ivory trappings of this world. Benosim alachim bi korosecha. Nitzva shega liminecha v'kesem oifir. Daughters of kings visit you. Erect stands the queen at your right in the golden jewelry of Ophir. Rashi says, V'nos melechim yu mevakros oscha. The daughters of kings will visit you. To attend to you and to join your royal group.
Bikrosecha, Kuftagush, Lashon Bikur, visiting. And what is Shegal? Queen, Malka,
Bikesem Ophir, Bikfutas Azeidazab, and the Golden Jewelry that come from Ophir.
Shimi Basiri Vatios Nech, Vishichi Amesu Amechu Besavich.
The Radak says
Shimi Bas, Lacho Bas Vachas, Vimnos and Belachim Omer, Rosh Hashimi Zeh Amos Vashanei Omer Lach.
So this is talking to the daughters of the kings, the princesses in the previous pasuk. Listen to my words of Musar. Ibn Ezra says this is, if this parak is for David, and daughter means his shegel is queen. It's for Mashiach, and the daughters of all the Jewish people are called Bas Yehuda. Re'i, understand my words once you've heard them. His intellectual perception is often called Re'iyah. Atiyaznech, incline your ear. V'shichi amech.
Forget your nation.
Beis avich, your father's house.
Rashi says, Shimi basuri'i, Shimi kinesis Yisrael, ria derechat derechat tov. Listen, Jewish people, and see the good path. Atiyaznech, and incline your ear to Torah, v'shichi amech, the nations among which you were raised, v'beis avich li'avod zara, that your avos were ovei v'evra anar. This pasuk is famously referring to Avraham Avinu, the Medrash. V'yisav ha'melech yafiech, ki hu adonaiach v'ishtach avila.
Then the king will desire your beauty, he's your master, submit to him. If you follow the instructions set down in the previous pasuk, then the king, Hashem, will yearn for the perfection of your deeds. V'tasi ken yisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'noi ma'asecha, Rashi.
The Ben Ezra says, "V'yisav imal melech imal David k'mashmo of the perek so met David, and the king is David, and it's on my Mashiach, and the melech is either God or Mashiach.
For he is your master, submit to him. Shtach avila. And to Sion says it's talking about Mashiach. So he says, if you, the nations, follow his commands, then Mashiach will reciprocate, acting as your guardian." And dedicated protector. And you can submit yourselves to him without any fear or reservations. He's going to take you under his wings. As for the daughter of Tyre, with homage they will seek your presence, those richest of the nation. Tyre, Tzol, is the prosperous city which is close to Eretz Yisrael. Its inhabitants will always bring presents to each of the wives of the king. This tzor symbolizes Edom. It says that Zeh comes in Neufel, so in the time of Mashiach, we're going to have superiority, and then tzor will come to Yerushalayim to pay tribute. Mincha panayich yichalu, with homage they will seek your presence. The Talmud Chacham doesn't have to seek the financial aid of the wealthy. That's tzol, because if he's zeicha, the rich will see it as its chus to support him, and they'll seek him out. The Radak learns ubas tzor b'mincha. and the daughter of Tzor with homage. Panai Chichal Rashir, and the rich of the nation will seek your presence. Not only the people of Tzor, but the wealthy men of all the nations will bring gifts to the daughters of the kings who are married to the Jewish king. That's what we had in Pasuk Yud. Benos Melachim Bikrosecha. These princesses will visit you. And then erect stands the queen at your right. So we have the princesses to attend to you. And the queen is going to stand to your right, the Jewish queen. And she's bedecked by jewels. However, here the Radak says, Yechalu Ashirei, here we're talking about the queens. Uvat Tzor b'mincha, panaych, Uvat Tzor perush adat Tzor, k'mo bat Zion, Omer l'chol bat mibnot ha-melachim, Omer ki adat Tzor tavo lach b'mincha tamid, gam ken panaych Yechalu Ashirei kol am v'am. So the people of Tzor and other nations as well will come and bring gifts to the each of the princesses. The Radak here says the princesses are married to the king. So they're going to bring gifts to these queens, are married to the king, to the queen. So these visitors are going to bring gifts to this queen, to these queens. And we have a famous pasuk, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima, Mishpatzo Zav Levusha, the complete glory of the princess is within, surpassing golden settings is her garment. Rashi, Zeo Shenemar Vivios Kol Achecha Motzim Shkol Kovet Talui Behem, Im Knesia Shalmelech Hashanog Atzim Etzniyas Ata Bigdem Chashuv Mishpatzo Zav Shal Kohanim Gedolah. Those courtiers who are part of the royal retinue are the epitome of dignity. Nobility, glory. They shun being ostentatious. They seek privacy. So those who are Knesiyah Shel Melech, who are part of the king's group, they're acting b'tznius. They have, and now their b'gadim are very chashuv, even more chashuv than the mishpatzo zav of the kohanim gedolim. So in Pashup Shad, it's not talking about Jewish women being modest, like it's always used, but that's how it's understood by so many sources. But in Pashup Shad, it's Kol Kavuda, that this Bas Melech, Kol Kavuda, all of her objects, Kvuda, even in modern Hebrew, Kvuda is like your luggage, is internal, is inside. Kol ha-chafetzim ha-ikarim ha-ruyin la. So Kvuda is l'chush rav. The Pasuk is explaining the entrance of the Kala, Bas HaMelech Lehechal. So first comes the Kvuda, and then comes the Bas Melech, the Mishpat Zav Levusha. The Levusha Shel Bat Melech, Yishmin Avidim, Yishmin Mishpat Zahav. So she has clothing of Mishpat Zav. So these princesses, they seek out privacy. They have beautiful clothing. But they don't want to show it off. You definitely don't put it on Facebook. Mishpatos, the Mitzudas Tzion says, are settings for a previous gem, for a precious gem. So because they acted with privacy and modesty, they merit garments which are even nicer than that of the Kohen Gadol, which are adorned with golden settings. Lechikamot tuval lamelech betulot acharei reoteh. In embroidered apparel, she is brought to the king. Betulateh acharei reoteh, the virgins in her train, literally behind her, are her companions. So Rashi says, "Berekamot tuval haMelech, bebigdei rekma yivyun mencha haMelech al kol haAretz." Or wearing beautifully stitched garments, they're going to bring gifts to the master of the earth. Beviot kol achechem mekol hagoyim mencha. And they shall bring all of your brothers out of the nations an offering to Hashem. According to the Targum, this pasuk is referring to the Kohanim. We'll bring offerings to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash and wearing embroidered clothing. In the Das Mikra, it says, "Himuvelet bidei asher shvinim el haMelech." These princesses are going to be brought by the middleman to the king, el harekamot, in other words, the chuppah, which is made of beautiful embroidery. So after the queen, after this kala, comes her friends. That are serving her, like her bridesmaids. So now we have this image of a chuppah. According to Rashi, the maidens are the companions of the daughter of the king. This is in the future when the Goyim will follow in the train of Israel. They're going to be our friends. As it says in Zechariah 8:23, in those days which shall come to pass, the 10 men out of all the languages of the nation shall take hold and seize the skirt of who is a Jew, saying, "We'll go with you because we've heard that God is with you." Muvaot lach will be brought to you. Rashi says, talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tuvalna besmachot vagil, tevoena beheichal melech. They are brought with gladness and joy. They all come voluntarily without coercion. According to the Radak, that it's time of Mashiach, the nations gather eagerly around Mashiach to follow his order. The Radak explains the metaphor of besulos, just as besulos don't know men before they marry, so the nations remain ignorant of Hashem and Torah until they listen to the commands of Mashiach. And accept the Torah, either by converting or doing the Sheva Mitzvahs. Muvaot lach are led to you. The entire retinue is brought before Hashem, according to Rashi, before Mashiach, according to Mitzvahs David. And they come with gladness and joy, without coercion. Tachat avotecha yubanecha, succeeding your fathers will be sons. So this is a brach according to Rashi to all the Jewish people. Tachat avotecha yubanecha. Kol echad mi Yisrael amar. Vishitemu l'savim b'chol ha'aretz. They'll appoint them as leaders throughout the land. Radak says to him, Mashiach, who inherits the throne from his forebears, who possessed it for generation after generation. So Mashiach will transmit the monarchy to his children, who will continue to rule for uninterrupted generations. So you could say, Tachatz Avosecha Yubanecha. Askir Hashemcha L'chol Dor V'Dor Al Ken Amim Yaducha L'Olam V'Ed. I will commemorate your name throughout all the generations. Rashi is talking about Hashem. Radak said it's talking about Mashiach. We're always going to talk about his name. Therefore, the nations will acknowledge you forever and ever. Sforno says, because I praise your name. Always, even in this generation, so all the nations will be prepared to acknowledge you when your full glory is ultimately revealed. The Radak says that since the Jewish people yearn for Mashiach in every generation, so all the nations will eventually acknowledge his universal absolute sovereignty, which will be unprecedented in the annals of history. And then the beautiful sikum of the Da'at Mikra, Perek Mem Hei, he writes, Lefi Olem and Akatuv No Adam Izmor Lehamer Lechvod HaMelech Biyom Chatunato Im Bat Melech Nochri. Seems that this, you see from various psukim in this mizmor, that this is supposed to be said in honor of the king when he gets married to the princess, a Gentile princess. בפתיחת המזמור המשורר משתבח בעצמו בשירו מגיש את שירו למלך. חלק הראשון המשורר מהלל את המלך ואומר כי הוא שלם בכל המעלות הנדרשות מן המלך. הוא יפה גיבור מיטיב לרכוב, זריז לחגור חרב ולראות בקשת. מנצח את אויביו במלחמה, ענב דובר אמת, אוהב צדק, שונא רשע. First we talk about how great the king is, all of his milas. בחלק השני המשורר מדבר בחתונת המלך, המלך לבוש בגדים מבוסמים, פסמים יקרים, ומנגנים יוצאים מהכלי שן, לשמח את המלך, and then the king is wearing these good smelling clothing, and the menagnim come out from the ivory towers of the king to be משמח the king. למין המלך ניצבת המלכה, קלה עדויה זהב, ובנות מלכים משרתות לפניהם. המשורר פונה על המלכה הקלה ומזהירה, שתשכח את עמה ונוכרי ותהיה נאמנה למלך אישה, so this queen is getting married, and she should be faithful to the king. דרך אגב משבח את יופיה ומבטיח לה שיכבדו אותה ויביאו לה מנחה. He says, you're beautiful. They're going to bring you minchas. אחרי כן המשורר מתאר את כניסת המלכה הקלה להיכלה על חופתה. לפניה כבודה נכנסת ולבושה משפסות זהב. ואחרי בתולות ראותיה, המשורר מברך את המלך שיזכה לבנים וימניהם לשרים. So afterwards the kala goes into the heichal, into the chupa. First the kvuda comes in. She's wearing her things. She's wearing Mishpeso Zav. These golden garments. And then after her comes her friends, the Vesulos, the maidens. And then the psalmist blesses the king that he should be Zerchet Abanim and he should appoint them Sarim. The end of the Mizmor, the Mishar is Mispal, Sheyizke, Shebegalo Yisupal, Beshevcho Shel HaMelech, B'chol HaDorot HaBayim. Because of him, he wants them to praise the king for all the generations. Mi ha-melech shelekvot chatunato ne'amal rishona mizmor hazeh. Mefarshim rabim asku b'sheila hazot ve'elu shemot rabim shel melachim. Three of them worth mentioning are David, Shlomo, and Achav. And so you can bring rayas for each of them, and you can bring pirchas for each of them. David ha-melech has all these milas, yofe, gibor, tzadik. משכחה השם את ססון מחבריך, זה רומז למשיכתו של דוד תחת שאול. ואמנם לא מצינו שדוד לקח את בת מלך צור לאישה. So where do we find he took the daughter of the king of Tzor as a wife? אבל כבר הבאנו בפירוש לפסוק י' ג' שאין הכרח לפרש שאמנם בת המלך הנוכרי בת צורי. doesn't have to be that the daughter of the Goyish king is Bas Tzor. ומן המפרשים שסוברים שדוד הוא המלך שבמזמור הזה יש שיערו שהמזמור נאמר בית שנשא דוד מאחה בת תלמי מלך גשור. אבל כנגד סברה, so some say it's talking about David, they married מאחה בת תלמי, the king of גשור. כנגד סברה זו יש לומר שהדברים על היכלי שן וכתם אופיר אינם מתאימים לימי דוד. כי שלמה הוא שביא ישר שן וזהב אופיר. He's talk about this Heichal Hashem, these palaces of ivory, and the Ketem Ophir, and his gold. So this is more matim for Shlomo. Then we have another kasha. If it's Shlomo, it says Chitzecha Shenonim Amim Tachtecha Yiplu B'Leivo Yivei HaMelech. That's not Shlomo. That's talking about Melchama. Shlomo wasn't a man of Melchama. It's a time of peace. Some say that this mizmor was said when Achav married Izevel, Bas et Baal, Melech Tzidonim, Melechim Aleph. V'advarim in Hechle Shein Romzim, the Beit Hashein, Asher Banav, Melechim Aleph, Chapet Lametet. Bilu b'Shlomo lo namar le Kisei Shein, a throne of ivory, but not a Hechel Shein. But Achav was a Rasha, Dimina Hafti Tzedek, but it's not Esha. Maybe when he married Izevel, he wasn't yet evil. It was Izevel who got him off the derech. And when the Mishnah says, Shichi Amecho Beit Avich, maybe it's talking about Izevel. So it's not really clear who this Mizmor is being said about. Maybe it was someone else. Kamul, lefi mashmaoto ha-pshuta, ha-mizmor misaper b'shevchei ha-melech b'yom chatunato. ואף על פי כן כלול המזמור בתפילות ישראל שבספר תהילים. והטעם לכך, לפי שהמלך המולך בישראל נחשב לבחיר השם ומשיחו. ומתן כבוד למלך והשתתפות בשמחה נחשבו למילוי חובה כלפי שמיים. So taking part of the king's simcha is part of being ממלא החובה כלפי שמיים to Hashem. And therefore this is in Tehillim for all the generations. And also there's Musar here. סלח רחב על דבר אמת וענוות צדק, to be humble, truthful, love righteousness, hate evil. Forget your father's home. Forget the old, the bad old ways. The old bad ways. And as we saw, some say it's talking about Mashiach. There's so much more to say about this Mizmor. So hopefully in a future Shiurim we will do so. Thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned for more B'nai Neder. Shalom, shalom.